Hello.
Hi. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Am I speaking with Donna?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
I am registered to vote.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, I know that it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for President, U.S. Senate, a state legislator, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain, probably?
100% chance that I will vote.
Okay. What year were you born? Just a year.
You know, I feel uncomfortable giving personal information over the phone.
Ma'am, we ask this question to make sure that we are representing people of all ages. But it's just a year, ma'am. You can give me an estimated, number close.
Mid-40s. I was born in the mid-40s.
Okay. And what's your race?
I'm white.
And a yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thinking back to 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Biden.
And thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for a state Senate were held today, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democrat. I don't have any faith in Republicans anymore.
Okay. I would like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means favorable. 0 means unfavorable. 50 means that you particularly do not feel warm or cold. And you could choose any number between 0 and 100.
Okay.
First name, Joe Biden. From 0 to 100, how do you rate your feelings towards him?
95.
And what about Adam Hinojosa?
I don't know enough to rate him. I'm sorry. So I would have to, what is it? You said the middle 150?
Yes. That's like neutral.
I simply don't know enough about them to make a decision.
Okay. So what about Ted Cruz?
Is there something less than zero? Like a minus?
Just zero, man. That's the lowest I can go.
And he's a big old fat goose egg.
What about Greg Abbott?
He is another member of the goose egg group. Zero.
And also Morgan LaMantia?
Don't really know enough to make a decision. I'm writing these people down that I don't know enough about so I can go ahead and do some more research.
Okay. And what about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, my happiest day will when I see him behind bars. So big old zero.
Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Abbott is doing as governor?
Disapprove?
Strongly or somewhat?
Very strongly.
Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan LaMantia is doing as a state senator?
I have to put a middle of the road. I don't know.
Okay. From the options I have, what do you want me to mark down for you? Somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve. I don't know.
Okay. Thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Biden.
And if the elections for the U.S. Senate were held today?
I wouldn't vote for Donald Trump for street sweeper.
Let me ask you, and if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Allred, for whom would you vote for?
Colin Allred.
And if the elections for the Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for whom would you vote for?
Gutierrez.
And if the elections for the U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Maria Flores and Democrat Vincent Gonzalez Jr., for whom would you vote for?
Gonzalez.
And thank you for your patience. You're doing great. We're almost done. And if the elections for Texas State Senate were held today, would you vote be for Republican Adam Ariosa or Democrat Morgan LaMantia?
LaMantia.
Now, I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for the government and Texas state legislator. For each one, please indicate how highly of a priority the issue is to you. A high priority, medium priority, low priority, or not a priority at all. Here's the first one. Securing the border. High or not high priority?
High priority.
Supporting South Texas jobs and wages.
High priority.
Ensuring access to affordable quality health care.
High priority.
Supporting reproductive health care choices for women.
The highest priority. I'm a woman.
Supporting public schools.
Very high priority.
Thinking again about the elections in November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislator. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for that kind of candidate. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies. Are you much more likely to vote for them or much less likely?
Likely, very much likely.
A candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community.
Highly likely.
A candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban.
Highly likely.
A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border.
Well, I'm kind of torn about that one because I had to have to know what those innovative solutions are. I can't make a call on that.
Okay. From the options I have, do you want me to mark down for you somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
There's no just somewhat likely.
No.
Somewhat more likely, I guess.
Okay. And this last one says a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies.
Very high likely. I'm a retired public school teacher.
Do you use a WhatsApp?
No.
And finally, I would like to ask a few questions for statistic purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Now, I think of myself as a Democrat.
Strong?
For years I've been an independent, voted for both parties, but I would say strong Democrat. There's nobody in the Republican Party that I can see that I could, in good conscience, vote for.
In thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Donna.
Thank you, Donna, for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in this research are comprehended for their time. and sharing their opinions in all more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note you?
Sure.
Okay. Now, once I note you, the interest in the follow-up research study, and they may contact you in the future, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.